This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I've often said that we live in a relatively free country, but it's not as free as you think. And in this podcast, I'd like to describe some of the things that you would see if you actually lived in a free country. So whether you're living in the United States or Canada or Australia, anywhere listening to this, think about the place you live and whether you see these things, because these are signs of actual freedom. So freedom has to include food freedom and medical freedom and so on. So if America were a free country, you would see farmers selling raw milk without being arrested and thrown in jail. But you don't see that, do you? You have to meet people in parking lots, secret meetings, go underground. There's actually an underground milk economy. But if you lived in a free country, you'd be able to buy and sell not only cow's milk, but human breast milk, because some mothers can't breastfeed their babies. So they need to buy breast milk from other mothers who have extra breast milk. Did you know this practice is basically illegal in the United States? Because the FDA doesn't like it. Government doesn't like it. Same thing with raw milk from cows. Government doesn't like it. They say it's a public safety issue. Really? Really? It's a public safety issue? So is that why all the chicken in the grocery store is covered with salmonella, by the way? Because you're so concerned about public safety. Fresh milk is not a safety hazard. What's a safety hazard is a government imprisoning people for selling milk products, whether it's their own breast milk or fresh whole milk from a cow, for that matter. So look around. Ask yourself if you're seeing people selling milk without being arrested. Okay. Next thing, if you really lived in a free country, you'd be able to grow hemp in your own on your own property without being arrested. Why? Because hemp is a weed, hence the name, weed. Hemp is medicine. Hemp is nutrition. It contains omega-3 fatty acids. It contains protein, phytonutrients. It contains miraculous medicines such as cannabidiols, CBD, and even THC in certain ways. THC is a powerful, potent medicine. There's also CBDA and CBC, CBG, and so on. Other medicines found in the plant. Well, why can't you grow your own medicine in America? Because the answer is you're not living in a place that respects health freedom or medical freedom. And speaking of medical freedom, how come in America you can't go see a doctor that you want to see unless they're licensed by the state? What about alternative doctors or complementary medicine doctors or holistic cancer therapy doctors? How come you can't go see one of those doctors without that doctor being arrested? Many have been arrested. Many have been run out of the country. This is why the best cancer clinics are often found in Mexico or the places like the Cayman Islands, because they've been chased out of the United States due to the criminalization of advanced medicine. Because medicine is a monopoly controlled by the state. And so anyone who doesn't promote the interests of the state, which of course has been totally corrupted by Big Pharma and the cancer industry, the chemotherapy and radiotherapy and all that, anyone who doesn't promote those things is criminalized and shut down or thrown in prison. Because you don't live in a free country. Otherwise, you'd be able to go see a holistic doctor to get treatment for cancer. Now, if you lived in a free country, you'd also be able to grow vegetables in your front yard. But in America today, that is criminalized. Many people are being fined, some threatened with arrest, for growing vegetables in their own front yard. Why? Well, because the neighborhood association or the city code says that you can't have edibles in your front yard. Now, you can grow all kinds of non-edibles. But the very fact that the food you're growing is edible means that a city can ban it and criminalize you for daring to grow your own food. It's insane. Growing your own food is something that has sustained, you know, the pioneers of Western civilization. If they were criminalized for growing their own food, they would have all starved to death. We wouldn't even be here. Our ancestors grew their own food. It's the most natural, normal thing in the world, and yet it's criminalized in America. Why? Because you don't live in a free country. You live in a police state, a medical police state, a health police state, a food police state, and a political police state, of course, as well. You're a slave to the system. You're a prisoner. And if you don't believe me, just try to grow food in your front yard. Or just try to grow medical marijuana in your front yard. See how far you get in this police state that criminalizes all these normal behaviors to grow your own food and medicine. This is why I very often chuckle when I hear people talk about our military is fighting for our freedoms. And, you know, look, I am pro-soldier and veterans. I support veterans. I support national defense. I support law enforcement. I've done a lot of work, a lot of donations for veterans groups and police officers and so on. You know, I was on the board of directors of a foundation for local cops in Arizona. So I'm not anti, you know, military or anti-soldier, but when I hear people say that our military is fighting for our freedoms, I have to chuckle a little bit because I'm like, well, what about our health freedom? What about our food freedom? You're overseas fighting against the big political enemies, and I get that, but what, you know, America's not as free as you think. If it were free, we'd be able to grow our own food, milk our cows, sell the milk to a neighbor. You know what I mean? You'd be able to grow your own medicine or go see an alternative medicine doctor. So what are you fighting for overseas, really, exactly? Because Afghanistan citizens can grow marijuana. They grow poppies, don't they? Don't they grow a whole crop for producing heroin? Doesn't the military defend their crops? Yes, the answer is yes. The U.S. military defends the harvesting and the growing of poppies, you know, a heroin crop in Afghanistan. In fact, Geraldo Rivera did a whole piece on that. He flew over there and did a big news report about how the U.S. military is protecting the drug trade in Afghanistan because that's part of their culture, we're told. It's part of their culture, and we have to keep their culture intact is the best way to maintain peace and stability in the region. So our military is fighting for Afghanistan freedoms that Americans don't even have. I'm not saying that you should be able to grow poppies, but what about growing some of your own natural hemp medicine? Why is that illegal? So look at this contradiction. It's just insane, right? Our soldiers overseas fighting for the freedoms of other people in, you know, developing nations, freedoms that we don't even have here at home. Something's wrong with this picture. Something's really wrong. So what's the solution to all this? Because, you know, I like to be solutions oriented whenever possible. What can you do to support freedoms? Well, the biggest thing, the number one thing, is to shrink the size of government. That is the answer to this problem and many other problems. Shrink the size of government. And it's hard to see that happen because today even Republicans seem to be pro-big government. You know, Republicans used to be the party of small government. That seems to be long gone. Now Republicans are all about spending more money to get more votes, more debt, bigger handouts, more Medicare, more Social Security benefits. It's all a big handout while we're going deeper and deeper into debt. The national debt surpassed $20 trillion not long ago, and it continues to skyrocket, even under President Trump, a Republican. And when we're talking about tax reform, right, the government is not willing to make cuts in taxes unless they recoup what they call revenue in other areas, which means the government is never willing to shrink its own size. Well, why can't you, the government, operate on less? Why can't you cut taxes for everybody and shrink the size of your own budgets? Shrink your departments, shrink your salaries, shrink your bonuses. That's what real people have to do in the real world. They have to suck it up and operate on less. But the government thinks that it never has to operate on less, that it must always be the same size or larger, and of course it keeps getting larger. That's the twisted philosophy that we're dealing with right now when it comes to government. But that's the answer. You want to know, the answer is shrink the size of government. The smaller the government, the more free you will be. The larger the government, the more you're enslaved, the more totalitarian the whole system is. Large governments have to justify their existence with rules and regulations and enforcement. Large governments are, by their nature, tyrannical. By their nature, they oppress freedom. By their nature, they take away your rights, your liberties. So you want to have a free country? Make it a small government. That's the answer. You can read more at liberty.news or freedom.news. I publish both of those websites. Again, liberty.news, freedom.news. This is Mike Adams, known as the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.